If I can have your attention, I'd like to call to order the August 16th meeting of the Rock County Planning Commission. Sarah?
Yes. Paul Rivera?
Here.
Bill Norris?
Here.
John Merrill?
Here.
Jeff Pettis?
Present.
Steve Warnke?
Yep.
John Wolfweiss, I guess, wasn't necessary. Robert Marshall?
Here.
Troy Rochard?
Here.
Andrew Benjamin?
Here.
And Brian Arell?
Here.
Carl Perfect. Kohler and Peter Fentz
are absent. Thank you. It's a pretty small group here. A little bit of husky, yeah, a little bit of housekeeping. So I appreciate if cell phones are silenced. Number one. Number two, there should be a sign-up sheet, which I'm sure everybody's signed up on. You're done with that. Number three, because this proceeding is taped and available to the public to call in, we ask that you use the microphone at the lectern when, if you're going to speak. Having said that, we're done with housekeeping. Public comment, if there's anything that the public wishes to address the commissioners on this evening that is not on the agenda, now is the time to do so. Seeing none, we're moving right along. Approval of the minutes, June 21st, 2018. Any additions, corrections, deletions, subtractions, whatever?
Move to approve the minutes as written.
Thank you, Jeff.
Second.
Thank you, Andy. All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Opposed, say no. Carries. Minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda, Bates Mac preliminary final subdivision. I'm guessing the petitioner has a few words. Have at it.
Thank you very much. Good evening. Steve Idency, project manager, Jake Strafting. This is essentially the identical item you saw a year ago at sketch. We are now here a year later applying for the preliminary and final subdivision of the Bates Mac subdivision. I brought a photograph showing the site. If you haven't been out there, this is what it looks like. And we also have a copy of the plat. There's really not anything else to add as to this is essentially the same presentation, same project, same subdivision that you did see a year ago that was approved unanimously. I also want to say it's great to see all of you here. You outnumber us. And with that, we are available for any answer any questions you have. Other than that, thank you very much for reviewing this, and we look forward to your approval.
Any questions for the petitioner at this point from the commissioner? Alan.
So, as Steve said, this is a preliminary and final subdivision for a lot, an existing lot in Steamboat 2. Will be heard by the Board of County Commissioners, so this is a recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners. And they're proposing to subdivide this one existing lot in Steamboat 2 into two lots. This is, I guess, not an unusual situation in Steamboat 2, but this lot has double frontage onto two different lots. The zoning regulations don't allow that for new subdivisions, so this would be bringing this lot more into conformance with the subdivision regulations as far as that aspect of it goes. This application was heard approximately a year ago for the sketch, and at that time it was unanimously approved, and at that point we were determining compliance with the Rock County Master Plan, Steamboat Springs Area Community Plan, and the West of Steamboat Springs Area Plan. And so it was determined to be in compliance with all of those plans. Really did not get any public comment. Didn't get any comments from our referral agencies. afternoon, and so really don't have any issues for discussion. I would like to point out one typo that I made in the staff report on page 11 of 16, is condition of approval number 7. The fee in lieu amount should read $4,787.40, not
$7,487. So you just transposed the 7 and 4?
I did, yeah. And this fee is in lieu of dedication of a public site for schools and parks. And that number was determined through the Fox Grove application, the one on the corner of Victory Falls and Huckleberry Lane. We went through extensive discussion during that application and arrived on that number.
Thank you, Alan. Any questions for staff, commissioners?
Yeah.
Brian.
Or just... condition 5B, what's that all about? I mean, is that typical because it's a private road?
It's actually not a private road. The roads in Steamboat 2 have been accepted by the county and are maintained by the county. This is just it's a standard plat note that goes on all of our plats, just basically saying that we'll make a bona fide effort to get to you, but for any extenuating circumstances, if we're not able to get to you, then wiping our hands.
Yeah, it's understandable. I just didn't know if it was just something that's in all the plats or this was unique to this. Or
no,
something.
It is something that goes on all our plats.
And the water conservation plan, it seems like they put some effort into coming up with one. Does that need to be included in any kind of condition, or can that be...
So, I think that was created at the request of Steamboat 2 Metro Districts.
I believe so.
Yeah, so that's not anything that the county addresses in our subdivision or zoning regulations. But it was part of the application material, so it got included.
Any other questions from staff?
I have one, and it's a very general question. What do you think the average lot size is in 2? About 0.3,
I think it was
in the...
This particular lot was one of the larger ones.
Right, I can see that from the
and
front.
And they're anywhere between 0.25 acres and 0.33 acres.
Okay.
So when this was done in the 70s, they were moderately large lots, but it was meant to be a neighborhood-style subdivision. This was one of the large ones because it was up in the back.
The logistics, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like there's a couple of them.
Yeah.
Okay. If you look at the area map, the location in the lower left
yep.
corner,
yep.
This is just over the square footage requirement that allow for two parcels on a lot this size. The lot that's immediately to the right
yep.
is just under.
Ah.
So if you tell me that there's not not a whole lot of difference on that map, but just enough to push one over the line, just one under the line for the type of split. So you can see most of those along the eastern property would probably be big enough for this kind of a split, but they don't have the double frontage site.
Right.
Yeah, I think it was stated at the sketch hearing that the Steamboat 2 Metro District was concerned about how many of these types of subdivisions would occur in the future. And I think one of the points that was used to convince Steamboat 2 to provide water to this proposed new lot was that there weren't any other lots in Steamboat 2 that met all the criteria that would allow it to be subdivided. They don't have the frontage.
As you can see, this particular lot is unique because it did have that double frontage. So there are some other lots off to the east, but they only have single frontage.
Yeah.
It was just for my own amazement.
Any other questions, commissioners, comments, discussion items?
not sure roundtables would be required. Having said that, might there be a motion?
Move to approve activity PL18-150, findings of fact 1 and 2, general conditions 1 through 6 and 8, and editing condition number 7 from the amount currently stated to $7,784.40.
Oh, get that right? $4,787.40.
There you go. Well, what he said.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Brian. We have a motion and a second on PL 1850 to actually approve to recommend to the county board. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
If no, please say no. Chair votes yes. Carried. Done.
Thank you very much.
12 minutes.
Thank you.
You wrap with a 3 hour.
Is that it? Can we go get a beer now?
I think.
That's quick.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Steve, yeah, I was looking at that.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Phillips?
Or they already put their house.
Yeah.
I think he ran in the position.
He's recognizing that the next item on the agenda has been withdrawn. You're next.
Okay, great. You know, really, there's not much on the administrative report. Actually, there is one thing I'd like to clear up on that motion. That's the application is shown on the front of the fact staff report was for the preliminary and final.
Right.
So just wanted to make sure that motion was for both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Motion was for both. All right.
I have a question.
Yes.
Because the application, the Windsor application was withdrawn, does it appear in the minutes at all?
No, I don't think so.
No.
So you didn't list
the that it was even there. Well, I guess we can put it in the Steve mentioned there was withdrawn.
But that's it.
That's all. That's it.
I did say that.
Yes, you did. So just out of place.
Yeah. Just a question on that. What was it withdrawn permanently? I mean,
yes.
It's not been requested to be.
It wasn't a table or it was one. It's been
either way.
Since we're on that topic, if somebody were to ask us about that application, can we discuss it now, given that it's been withdrawn completely?
Yes. It's not an application.
Right.
It's just a situation.
Yeah, it's a hypothetical situation. Yeah, basically. I mean, but if somebody were to come to me and say, hey, do you think this would have passed?
You can tell or me. I could come to you and say, how would you vote it?
Why? Well, I wouldn't answer.
Why?
He hasn't heard this before.
Yeah, that's right. I haven't heard all of the material.
You can answer the questions, but if it came back around again, you would have to say, I've had this discussion, and this is what we discussed.
I think that's old news. I don't think that counts.
Yeah, like I said, it's just I could be just a hypothetical situation and have those discussions. That's fine.
Got it.
Hypothetical. This is the worst.
How do you feel about
it? All right. Well, it looks like the board hasn't made any decisions since the last time we met.
No, I guess they did the Calistro, Larry Calistro lot consolidation was approved. No. I'm going the wrong way. They haven't had that one yet. That was the last one. No, they haven't been in.
Yeah.
Okay, they haven't been in. There is no meeting on September 6th, no applications. On the 20th of September, there will be a special use permit. Just the one item, Tim Borden is requesting home industry for the manufacture of his fireworks.
You can be 20th.
Okay, 20th. Okay. And that's all it's good. All right.
Okay. Do we want to talk about, briefly, Roberta and her letter? And I'm not seeing the, there's been some confusion as to what, I think there was confusion as to what was appropriate and what wasn't. And I think, based on everything I hear, including, I'll lean a little bit on Chad, but I think including comments from the county attorney, which he was on. But I think there were questions floating about as to whether or not it was appropriate.
Well, there was a question about whether or not we should have included that letter in the staff report, you know, as Roberta being a commissioner, and the answer is yes. You know, as a citizen, it definitely should have been in there. But, you know, in review, and I talked with her about this a little bit earlier, that in review of the handbook and the Planning Commission bylaws, you know, it does talk about, you know, the conflict of interest and how you need to, you know, excuse yourself from the meeting. But, you know, I don't, you know, in review now, especially now we've had this case to look at, you know, I don't think it quite goes far enough, because it does mention in the handbook, you know, the conflict of interest and, you know, using your position as a Planning Commission member to influence other members of the Planning Commission. I mean, you guys do a round table all the time. So is there a difference between being out here and talking about it if you have a conflict of interest and writing a letter to the Planning Commission members if there's a conflict of interest? This fall, you know, I want to talk about it with the county attorney and you guys, you know, maybe propose some language so we can get to that point or flesh it out a little more in the handbook, that if there is a conflict of interest, what does that mean? What are your parameters? Yes, John.
I mean,
For those of us who didn't hear what the questions were, obviously I'm aware of Roberta's letter and her intent to step down, but what was the...
I think the question was, should Roberta have done what she did in terms of crafting that letter, recognizing that she's a member of the commission, even though she recused herself and stepped away from it? And I think part of the question comes up, and I think she was fine, but I think the question surfaces. It was such a well-written letter and well-documented that one sits back and says, well, Jesus, how can someone know this much unless they're on the Planning Commission? I know someone.
I mean, she doesn't. As long as she refuses herself, she does not surrender her First Amendment.
I think what we're dealing with here is a perceptual issue more than anything else.
Well, in my defense, I did call Christy before. I did call her and said, should I send this? And do I go to the meeting or don't I go to the meeting? I was trying to do the right thing.
Well, but why would you have had to have recused yourself if you didn't write a letter?
I wasn't even going to go to the meeting.
Why?
Could join
him. Because I knew that he always leaves the room when he recuses himself. So,
Well, that's different because it's something usually to do with the fact that his wife is the planner on it,
right.
Or even that we all. But if there's a business dealing,
she's a joint property owner.
As an adjoining property,
there could have been a financial impact to the marshals as a result of the approval of this application.
I think that part.
Sure, you could argue that. Yeah.
That
makes sense. You were a direct adjoining.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, sure. That
would
pose
again. I think
it's all. But you could still go in, even if you recuse yourself.
We're not. Here's my best worst example. You know, my second planner job, there was an application turned in by a planning commissioner's wife, and you know, at least he didn't put his name on it, just his wife's name. But they wanted a RV and boat storage yard in a residential neighborhood. It was subject to a site. And when the hearing came around, the member didn't step down. He stated that, so I had to interrupt the meeting. He said, excuse me, Mr. Chair, you know, what his name is, needs to recuse himself from this meeting. You know, and the chair looked at him and he says, you know, Chad's right, you need to recuse yourself. So all he did was push himself back on the table. He didn't even step in, he didn't even leave the room. And throughout that meeting, it couldn't have been reflected in the minutes, because anytime there was any form of objection, you know, the recommendation from staff, things that I brought up during staff presentation, and any of the neighbors that spoke out against it, he would glare at them. You know, he would make, and he was an honored guy, you know. So even that kind of, so he was using his influence as a planning commission member
overbearing in that room. And so because of his like aggressive body language and facial expressions, maybe there were some people that didn't want to get up and talk. You know, so like I said, that's an extreme example of what should not have happened that night. But it's, you know, the way I see it is Roberta's letter is somewhere in between there, because it was still known that she was a planning commission member and was trying to influence the rest of you as a citizen. But it's hard to separate Roberta, the planning commission member, from Roberta, the citizen. But like I said, I want to discuss this with Eric Jack's on the fall, we will in the fall have some clarification on the land.
I don't think there's anything improper with what she did, having made that disclosure and you know, being familiar with public documents. Anybody who has any familiarity with the documents could have cited the exact same provisions that she did.
But because she's a planning commissioner, she's much more talented.
Much more talented than the average.
Is it not her planning commission member, but her professional training that makes her more?
What I said is perception.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the key word. I mean, because perception. If it was a close application instead of 30 people in the room or whatever it would have been, and there was the perception that, well, in fact, that she spends two nights a month with you guys, and that maybe she went out, goes out with a beer afterwards with us or something. And you know what? How it's just
the good old boys club.
That way,
yeah.
And
girls.
I've been trying to get the good old boys club my whole life.
And I've invited
her. Yeah, it's just to say, wait a minute.
We're probably going over there after.
I'm going there tonight.
And also remember, perception is rock solid, the facts are negotiable.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
I
agree that there's a serious constitutional issue at play that needs to be discussed with Knaus, a citizen's right to speak against or to their government. So there's that, but there's also no reason that somebody should have to go pay an attorney however many hundreds of dollars per hour to write a letter on their behalf. Because in that instance, what would happen, here you go, Mr. or Mrs. Attorney, this is the letter I'd like you to submit, just put your name on it, and there you go.
Doesn't have to be an attorney.
Yeah.
Could be John Public, too. Could be a neighbor.
Well, sure. Because we'd wait those even.
Well, her husband also wrote the letter. We're not... I don't see that there's anything here.
Well, my husband is an attorney.
I don't even know why we're discussing this. I don't,
because it surfaced as an issue. It surfaced as an issue.
No, I think if she stepped down, wrote, was in favor, she does have the First Amendment to say it, and she steps down because obviously she has
a
bias against that one. And
she leaves the room.
Wrong
boy,
fine.
Then the letter stands on.
We're done.
Okay.
To be continued.
Yeah.
I hope we're done for now.
I think it's just stupid.
Okay.
Like it is.
Adjourn.
Sarah,
why don't we adjourn it?
That was easy. Can I drove the truck all over?